And now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Michael Schweit, Southwest Council, Fly Fishers International. Great representation of fly fishing, what we do, the type of stuff we like. We like fishing, and that's exactly right. What Michael's into. And
yep.
Man, having a great time here this morning talking fishing. If you want to join us, it has been a very busy morning. Lots of phone calls and lots of texts packed up, Corey.
They are, and the lines are actually full at this point. But when we do take a call or give us a shout at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Only through the app, make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Michael's going to flip the coin, the one and only coin, and we're going to, we're gonna choose between the texters and the callers who gets to win the $300 certificate to Costa Del Mar.
And it's such a cool prize, Corey. I know you talked about it yesterday. We were so lucky to get to give one away yesterday, too, when we had Captain Woolley on here. Basically, you get a prize good for, I think any pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. I don't believe that they have a pair that's over 300. But you can choose what you want to do. Buy a $280 pair of glasses and be stoked.
$150 pair?
Or two of those, yeah. or $200 pair of glasses and $100 worth of gear. Costa has really nice stuff. I mean, obviously their clothing is a big one. Lots of sun protection gear, hats and shirts and all the lifestyle stuff. But also, gear bags and coolers and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a great prize.
All of that is available on their website. Is it CostaDelMar.com?
I believe it is.
And so when you get your $300 certificate, you get to go on there and look at all that. Yeah. Check it all out.
Figure out, maybe you get a pair of shades for you and a pair of shades for your fishing partner. Whatever you want, $300 coming your way at the end of the show. Yeah. Pretty darn sweet.
Pretty easy.
Hey, I want to remind you, save the date, a very fun fishing tournament coming up. It's the FCI Memorial Classic honoring our great friend Harry Okuda. It's a very fun tournament that's raising money for a great cause. Kind of put on by the family of Pete Grosbeck, and they're just raising a lot of money for the Foundation of Care, and it's just a great event. They basically raise money to help with assisted care for folks, whether it be rehabilitation or transferring to hospice before that. Just a really great organization. It's FCICaring.org is the website, but a really fun fishing tournament. It's August 25th. Is going to be the captain's meeting. That's a Thursday. Friday, August 26th is the main fishing day. And then that evening, up until 10 p.m., there'll be a way station in San Diego. Saturday, then on the 27th, will be the big awards, a banquet and auction. But a really fun tournament. For more information, you can check out fcicaring.org. But a really fun tournament with some great friends.
And an awesome cause, too, Rick, because if anybody's had a loved one that's needed assistance, it's number one, not cheap, and when it comes to hospice, you're certainly grateful and appreciative, and the steps in between are so needed. So
totally.
It's a huge thing for sure.
Yep, you got that for sure. Hey, let's head out on the water. We got Captain Mike Pritchard to the Tributes on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. You got Captain Mike on land here for the morning.
Hey,
Captain Tyler.
Rare to have land on your feet, under your feet.
Maybe not so much anymore. But yeah, Captain Tyler's been running the boat quite a bit and doing a great job. I just talked to him. Very, very good fishing yesterday. Limits of yellowtail with some dorado to go with it. Off to a good start here this morning. I think they have 30 yellowtail on the boat and a handful of dorado. I think 150 yellows or 158
wow.
yellows and nine dorado. But the size of the yellowtail, I'm sure, as if you guys know, the we had fish yesterday up to 33 pounds. Lots of them are in the 10 to 25 pound range. So they're not little, kelp yellowtail. They're good ones.
It's incredible. We were watching the boats unload here this morning from the RP to the Islander. All the boats were in this morning. They are legitimate yellows. Probably the best kelp yellows that I've seen in many years.
It literally looked like somebody unloading a Guadalupe or a Cedros type trip, and they were all coming from Cadell's.
That's exactly what it was. Somebody took a picture the other day of their kill box, and I said, you think we're at Cedros.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it's awesome to see. And the other variety that goes with it, some Dorado, some Yellowfin. It's been a very fun time to go sport fishing.
Yeah, we had to do a little bit of maintenance and boat repair here for the last couple of weeks, but it's nice to be back on the water. And I mean, just, we got trips coming up tomorrow, or tonight's trip still has room on it. Day and a half out of Seaport Landing. Tuesday night's trip has room on it still. And I don't know. Me personally, I'd rather catch those things than bluefin, but, especially when they're eating a surface iron. I mean, come on, dude. It's, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, fun action for sure. And always great when it's this, because you just had anticipation of rolling up on the kelp and then seeing those things flood the boat and everybody hooking fish and bites on the surface iron and bites on the Colt Sniper. It's a great time.
They kick your butt just as good as anything else. And you get a lot of people. I mean, our bluefin fishing has been so outstanding for the last several years. And you guys go, oh, man, it's just yellowtail. And then you pull up to a kelp and you look at the guy getting chin on the corner. And you're like, how's it? Well, this is great. They are very, very fun fish. And it's nice to have them in the freezer as well.
No doubt about it, buddy. Well, certainly some good info. Glad to hear that Tyler's doing such a great job kicking butt on the boat. And, again, you said there's a spot open tonight if somebody wants to go?
There is room tonight on tonight's day and a half trip. You can give Seaport Landing a call, 619-224-3383. Book through seaportlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com. All our weekends and a lot of our Fridays and, well, some of the weekdays from here throughout the rest of the summer are booked up, but there is some space available on some open party trips. So that's what's going on. Very good fishing. There's some tuna around as well. But now's a good time to get on the boat and catch something other than a bluefin.
I dig it. Great job, Mike. Appreciate the phone call.
They're still there, too. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate you always keeping us up to date. You do such a good job. Good to give a high five to Tyler for us, and appreciate the report, Mike. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, it's really cool seeing the size of yellows, Rick. I mean, they're
real ones. Yeah. Yeah, they're real ones.
I'm sure Michael's looking forward to it.
No, you guys have me really excited because we've got a two-day going out Monday night. And, I've been watching the counts and everything, and yellows on the fly are just an absolute hoot.
Now, how do you deal with the yellow of that grade? Is that a 10 weight? Is that a 12 weight? Like, what kind of gear would be?
Typically, it's 10 weight. 10 weight's going to work. Okay. I've got 10s, 11s, 12s.
Sure. I'm sure you got it all. What's the right arsenal? You're stepping up. It's your turn in the dance. You're getting ready to fire your rig. What's the rig of choice? Line, rod, reel, and lure your turn's up?
I've got 11 weights that I love. It's my primary thing that I use with a 300-400 grain line, which are sinking lines. I'm talking a little different vernacular. It's fly fishing. It's a sinking line, and the weight is you have 100 to 300 to 500 grains of line. The more grains, the heavier it is.
Mm-hmm.
300 balances that rod really well and casts really well. And one of the things we do, this trip that we have is a hybrid trip, so we've got conventional guys on it. So we fish the slide. When we're putting up on the kelp paddy, we keep the bait guys out of the water, and we just do a little bit of chumming, and we slide in, and we try to get bit on that slide. If we don't get bit on that slide, which goes either way, we never know, we fish on the windward side of the boat. And with that, we're roll casting away from the boat. We have one guy, Steve Pettit, who's a great caster. He'll go up in the bow, even if it's blowing 25 knots, and he'll fire off cast right into the wind.
Incredible.
But you don't necessarily have to cast. We roll cast, but in a breeze, the boat's moving away from the fly. So we just roll cast the line away from the boat. You get about 100 feet of line out. And we lean over the side, and this is where it gets really fun. We start stripping line back, and we drop it in the water. We don't put it in the buckets. So we may have six guys on the rail stripping lines.
Sure.
And
with all their line in the water.
All the lines in the water, and you're thinking, this is going to turn into just a...
Like nothing good.
This is not going to be... And one of us will get hooked up, or a couple... And the line is lubricated by the water. So it just slides right off the water, boom, 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 right under the reel. We've got a 9-foot rod. If a guy comes up the rail with a hot fish, we can lift the rod, yeah, and he can go in between us and the line.
It actually works out pretty nicely.
We've been doing it since like 22 years doing this now. It works out really, really well. But I have to say, of all the fish, yellowfin and yellowtail, yeah. Last year, I think it was like, oh, there's a lot of bluefin around. It's like, we don't want to go for bluefin. Bluefin on the flies are, yeah, maybe. I mean, you guys have enough trouble getting them on bait sometimes. It's like, when you're throwing flies in the mix on bluefin, it's like, we may as well just stay out here and get a suntan or something.
but it's cool. I could see it happening.
My friend has a world record bluefin, and it is literally the only Pacific bluefin that's been landed or submitted, I have to say, for the fly. It was on 16-pound test, and I think it was an 18-pound fish.
Wow.
He's also got the world record albacore. But we were all fishing. They were foaming around the boat. The guys were getting them on fly lining small anchovies, and all of a sudden he goes, I might be on somebody's line. He goes, wait, no, it's a fish.
So out of curiosity, what is the world record on a fly for albacore?
His world record is, again, on 16-pound test.
Okay.
Ready for this? It's a 43-pound fish.
Wow. That's a real one.
Here's the trivia question. How long did it take him to land that fish?
That's what I'm curious.
And we don't take a long time on this show, so we're not going to go through that whole thing. It took him 9 minutes.
Nice.
Colin knows how to fish. Colin knows how to fish 16-pound test and put 15.5 pounds of pressure on the line. And he practices. He does this thing. The guy's a master at tying knots, biminis, surgeons, anything like that. His knots don't slip. So he's really, really good.
Incredible.
That's cool.
So it was fun to get it. That was and that was on a trip that we were also on the Apollo in the albacore years with, 15, 20 knots of wind and 8 to 10-foot seas.
Albacore weather. They always dubbed albacore it. Anytime the weather was really crappy, everybody said the same thing. Oh, it's albacore weather.
Here we go.
Fishing for albacore.
That's why when people nowadays go, oh, the albacore will come back. I go, no, they won't, because the weather's never bad enough for
right?
them.
Right? So you hold 8-pound?
8-pound test for white sea bass.
For white sea bass, do you have any other records close to it? Or?
No. Occasionally, when we're fishing, like on the 2-day, most of us will fish IGFA. If you look at some of the records that are set on like yellowfin and yellowtail, it is absolutely astonishing how big.
Like on the ridiculous end.
Yes. Like you know, on 6-pound test, like a 50-pound fish, and you're like, what? How did that happen?
That's what I want to ask.
Right. And I've tried, because I think the 2-pound record is open on yellowtail, and we got into a school 1 year of rats. And I've got my fly line, and I cut the fly line down, so there's only 6 feet of fly line, so there's not a lot of drag. And I tied a little fly on this thing with 2-pound test, you know, and I flick it out there, and they're all around the boat. You know what the rats are like.
Sure.
And I'm dragging it, and the guy, he comes up and he eats it and breaks the fly right off.
Instantly.
Just in sipping it. And it's like, I finally hooked one, and he ran for a while, and he dropped the fly.
Because
you can't set the hook.
You just can't get the hook in him.
So there's that fine line.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I'm sure it can be done. It may be a private party thing to get it done. But, yeah, we try it, and it's kind of fun. But, yeah, we're just out there to catch fish. And
I dig it.
I have a good text.
Please,
here,
yeah.
It comes from Rory in Lakeside. He says, good morning. He says, caught my first fish on the fly in June.
Yay.
Are you right? A brook trout in the Sierras. Now that I'm hooked on it, what setup and fly should I fish in Mission Bay? He wants to fish Mission Bay. Are you familiar with
Mission Bay? No, Mission Bay or any of the bays that we have around here. For one thing, you can fish from shore. I don't know the shoreline. Most of us, you'll use the little pontoon boats that we have, or a canoe or a kayak.
Shore fishing access for Mission Bay would actually be phenomenal.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah.
The only problem with fly fishing from shore is you have to be really aware of your back cast.
What?
So you're watching what you're fishing, because it is amazing, even if you're using bright orange fly line, how many people will walk right behind you hook them. And so you've got to keep an eye. That's why we love going fishing early in the morning when nobody's out there.
Right.
You know, and you'll bring that.
There's definitely areas, though. Like, I can envision Ski Beach.
Yeah.
Mariner's Basin.
Fiesta Island.
Right. Totally. So you could do that. Like I said, any kind of a flotation to get out there a little bit is going to make your life a little bit easier. The fish that you have out there are not going to be big. So this is the thing that I always encourage people that are just getting into fly fishing. So, like, this new guy has, maybe he's got a 5-weight. Go out there with a 5-weight. Don't go buy yourself a new outfit. You know, you're going to start fishing like 10-pound test on that in case you hook anything large. You're never going to break the rod. You're not going to break the reel. When you're done, you hose everything off. It's like you do with any of your stuff, so the salt doesn't do any problems. But you're going to be fine. If you hook something really large on a 5-weight, the problem is that it's a softer rod. So you're going to have trouble putting the wood on something like that. But these are not that kind of fish. I wouldn't go tuna fishing with a 5-weight. In Mission Bay, things like that will be fine. A sinking line to get down a little bit, and he's got to play around with depths, and again, streamer flies, you know, okay. things like that. The fish are looking
bait, or bait fish imitations.
Bait fish imitations.
Okay. And I can see that working so well because that smell, the anchovy and stuff that gets above the eelgrass, and you're standing maybe in a foot of water, but you're casting into 4 or 5 feet of water.
And if you're doing that, you can use a floating line because now you don't need a sinking line because the fly is going to sink down, and you don't need to have a line that's pulling you down. It's more that when you're on the watercraft being for a little bit further out in 10, 15 feet of water that you want a little bit of a sinking line.
Yeah, and this goes right in line with what Ralph Menifee sent a text to with the same questions about Mission Bay. And So streamers, bait imitations.
Yeah. And you've got down here, you've got every species that you guys know can all be caught on the fly rods. Both those clubs that I mentioned, Golden State Flycasters and San Diego Fly Fishers, they do outings. So contact those clubs. Some of the clubs want you to be a member. Other times they're just like, they just want you to go out fishing. And they're happy to teach you and go through the whole thing with you and hook on one of their outings and go out there and learn.
That's a great call.
Now you bring
a great way
this
to do
up.
It.
I remember it might have been this group that would do outings at Lake Murray and actually teach you how to do
it. They still do it. They stopped during the COVID thing for a while, and then they started back up to it. I think they had to get permission again. I think they're out there every Saturday or every Sunday.
Wow.
And they're teaching casting. That's not so much fishing, but you have to learn.
Right, but they're teaching the basics.
But, it's a great thing. And like I said, the outings, I did outings for my club for like 10 years, and it was really fun because you're taking new people out there, and so you're seeing fishing again over and over again from that new person perspective and getting that excitement.
Now, Michael, I'm sure there's people listening that want, there's got to be at least a couple guys, I guarantee you, or women, that want to join you on your Channel Islands or any of your charters. Like, how do they get a hold of you or your group to join you?
Call me. I don't have a website. You can call me. I can give out my number.
Sure. Go
my
for
number
it.
Is 818-601-9702. The email might be easier because it might be easier to remember. It's MS, my initials, Michael Schweit, msangler@earthlink.net. I may be the last subscriber on Earthlink, but that's okay.
But we'll give that out again at the end of the show.
And I'm happy. And one of the things that I'm down here in San Diego, I'm semi-retired now, is, the Channel Islands are my local fishing. I want to explore down here a little bit with the clubs or whether I do it on my own to find boats down here that we can do like we do with the Island Tap.
Yeah.
Because you guys have the Coronados. And I understand for a guy down in San Diego, hey, want to go fishing with the Channel Islands? Well, let's see. It'll take me 2 days in traffic to drive up there and 3 days to get home. So I get that completely. You can take the train up, but still,
That's definitely good stuff right there for sure. Hey, we've got your saltwater guide on the line there, Rick, and it's brought to you by Fisherman's Processing. The Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing. Not only offer the best processing for your trip, for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your long range or your local private boat, Big Bluefin. Plus, with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerky fish, all their spices and rubs. I love their smoked cheeses. The tuna burgers or poke kit, their ceviche kit. Hey, we used that last night, man. We had some.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, ceviche kit works out awesome. Stop by their location in Old Town, Taylor Street, or call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And like I said, it's your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Mike, Rick, and Corey. How you guys doing today?
Doing great,
very
buddy.
Well.
Good. I am a fly fishing enthusiast. I love fly fishing. Bear Creek, that was my backyard. I fished that all the time when I had time off when I was living up there. That was my place. I love Bear Creek. I love tying the little black ant pattern, going up there and catching those little brown trout. I could do that all day, every day.
That's cool.
So it's good to listen to you, Michael. Thank you for being on the show today.
And educating, too.
Where do you live now?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Where do you
Never got into the saltwater fly fishing thing because you know me, I just like to get them.
Okay.
I'm not
Where you're at now, you should absolutely have the fly rod back in your hand, Cabo.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
You can walk on the beach. They're there.
Yep, and just catch them. I know. I hear John Ireland all the time, rooster fish. I like catching the roosters on big, giant mullet. But you know me, I'm a big guy. But, hey, guys, the fishing right now up in SoCal is absolutely incredible. Like Mike Pritchard was just talking about. We got this yellowtail Dorado under the kelps with a sprinkling of yellowfin tuna, and it's creeping across the border like Dan was talking to Mark Wish about yesterday. 209, 267, there was Dorado on the kelps there yesterday. They're just getting up into the area. They haven't started to bite yet, but you know it's just a matter of days here now that that south swell is gone. Things are going to go absolutely bananas in the Southern California bite. The lines at the bait barge in Dana Point are going to be incredible because Dorado has showed up. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And now with that lawn tramp and everything being so small, it's going to be crazy. You're going to have to keep your patience in right there on the edge, Rick. It's going to be gnarly.
Get there early.
But it's a good thing, Dave, because we're talking with Brian Rolle yesterday. The parking at the landing hasn't changed. If not, it's basically the same. It's just the private boat launching your trailer issue, right?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a mess over there on that side, absolutely. But my sister and my brother are very blessed. They still have their giant parking lot. But any day now, that could all change. We don't know. We're all just sitting on pins and needles waiting to see what happens when they revamp the harbor. But as far as the fishing goes, that bluefin is about as crazy as it could possibly be above Clemente, between Clemente and the Channel Islands. There's so much fish there. The pictures I got from my clients the last couple of days are just absolutely insane. And they're actually eating. They're eating surface iron. They're eating that Mad Mac trolled at 100 miles an hour. Nothing makes sense. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't understand it. And then Catalina's still super consistent, even though they had that giant south swell, that west end of the island, fishing really good. Calico bass, koi are on the spawn there. They're eating everything. They're eating pieces of paper if you drop them in the water, some of my clients were telling me.
They might even eat Michael's fly.
Yeah, they probably would. You could probably catch a couple bass on a fly out there right now.
You would understand it because you did the ant thing. We were on a yellowfin trip 2 years ago that we caught a yellowfin on a hopper imitation.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is, Dave.
Yeah, so the fishing's insane. I don't know what you're all waiting for, like I say all the time. If you're waiting for it to get good, I don't know what you're waiting for. Please give us a call and tell us what good means, because we obviously, Rick and I and Corey, we don't know what good means if you're waiting for it to get good.
It's pretty darn good, Dave. Well, great job. Sounds like some excellent fishing. And all of that, you do such a good job filling in Danny and the boys on what your clients are doing, what you're doing, all that great information with fishdope.com. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, you can do that by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. It's HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 on a new membership. And Dave, if somebody wants to find out how to do it with all your great how-to videos, how do we do that?
Gang, check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I have over 400 how-to videos, but Your Saltwater Guide across every piece of social media. You can't miss me. I'm all over the place. And Kelly and I are on our way down to the beach. That south swell is left. We had our first rain yesterday, so we're hoping that makes these fish bite on the beach a little bit. We're going to go cast some lures on the beach this morning.
Oh, go get them, Dave.
Sounds like fun.
Appreciate it. Great report, as always, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. See ya.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, and it's brought to you by Hands and Knives. Handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from their Anza knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, easy to sharpen. Anza knives offers the finest fillet knives ever produced. They also make knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com or get the Fish Pro Series at Fishman's Processing.
That's it, man. We're going to jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Brady from Corona Del Mar is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brady?
Morning, Brady.
Hey, how's it going? See it, Rick, Corey, Michael. Long-time listener since the 90s. But, hey, Corey, all your knowledge with whether it's handyman spraying, 80-pound braid to 50-pound fluoro, I mean, you were talking about Catalina and big bass. There could be flat conditions, no visibility, throw a swimming bait, where are the bass, throw this big slug, 7-pounders just blows up on it. It's like going back to when you started. It's radical. But more so Michael, he's the guest on the show. But those terrestrial baits for largemouth would be radical. Also, even, do you have something that looks like a Corey big slug for calico? I don't fly fish, but I can imagine.
I haven't seen one. I might have to try a fly that looks like this.
It's just a surface style, like imagine a Zara Spook style, on the surface, almost semi-subsurface. And,
show me, I'll tie it.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. And that's
the
cool thing about fly fishing.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
Corey, like, opened my eye to that so much. Corey makes the best swim baits in the whole world, and they're just very traditional paddle-tail swim baits, and, you know, that's what I grew up using, and so, you know, it looks more like a fish when you look at outside the pack, so of course that's got to work. He also makes the bait that, you know, that Brady's talking about, the slug, and the slug is just that. I mean, it's, you know, it's a bulbous front end, and it tapers back to, you know, to a nothing in the tail. And
it honestly looks like the dumbest thing around.
And it doesn't look as much like a fish because there's no big paddle on the back of it or anything like that. But you put, you know, much like the way a cedar plug works or something else, you put that in the water.
It looks.
And it falls so natural and so right, and it finds its own path when it's falling down. And, like.
It looks like something you have to eat.
Totally. That's it. You know, and you said it best at the beginning of the show. Like, there's some people that tie sidewinder crabs that look perfect, and they got the little they got the perfect little legs and the perfect little things and all these things, and it looks fantastic. But sometimes the right color ball of yarn works even better because it, in the water, it moves the way that it's supposed to.
Yeah, it's figuring that out. You know, it's funny you were talking about that. There's a fly that came out a few years ago called the Game Changer. It is a pain in the butt to tie this thing. But they use, you sequence these clips together. So you can make a fly as long as you want. And because these links are independent with each other, it will actually swim. Well, the guy that I didn't realize it, and I've learned about this a little bit more, the way he ties these is he ties it with a bulbous head. And you have to think of this hydrodynamically, that instead of just having this smooth taper, he ties a more bulbous head and then starts the taper back from that. And so the water, as you're stripping it, goes around that head.
Sure.
And when it hits the wiggly part at the back,
it looks like it's swimming.
It's swimming.
I get it.
And it's called the Game Changer. And this guy designed this because he wanted to have a more effective fly for pike.
Crazy.
Okay.
And pike and muskie, I think, is what he was going for. And he's done really
well. Put that in our world, and you're talking yellowtail, calico.
Yeah.
I mean.
But I have to tell you, tying these things is agony. You go to buy them at a fly shop, and these are like $10 flies.
Yeah. Hey, Brady, thank you for the call. It was a really good one.
Yeah,
I know we got to take a quick break, but before we do, there was a text that I really wanted to read, mainly because it lends so much to what you just said. And it was from our buddy Gary White from Lawndale. It said, the best fly fishing trip I ever had was in Yakutat, Alaska. We were fishing silver salmon. I shopped all around and bought hundreds of dollars worth of salmon flies. When I got there, the guide looked at me and said, none of these are going to work. You need this. And he had his homemade flies that he tied that were $1 a piece, and clearly they were better than any of the hundreds of dollars for the flies that I bought.
Oh, so crazy.
That happened so many times.
Yeah, when you come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stand by. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Welcome into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham live bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Joseph is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Joseph and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and full stock tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod that they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio and talking all this fun stuff with Michael, and I'm learning, you're learning.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, right? If you want to join us, 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're giving away a $300 pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, you can go on their site, choose what you want, and appreciate you being on the show, Michael.
A lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. Hey, I want to remind you of a great event coming up next weekend. It's the return of the Crystal Pier Kids Derby. It's Sunday, July 31st at 7 a.m., and the San Diego Rod and Reel Club Foundation has kind of carried the torch has been passed, and those guys are going to continue on with that Crystal Pier Kids Fishing Derby. Such a rad event. It is exactly what it sounds like. It's just a fun day for the kids. It's totally free. You just show up. There's a bunch of gear that is provided, the bait provided. You don't need to do anything but be there with a kid, and they're going to have a great time. I know in years past there's been some, you know, there's been a great barbecue afterwards. I don't know a lot in the details other than that it is a rad day with some really good folks, and it's all about the kids and fishing. I do know that there's going to be a bunch of prizes. It's just a really, really fun event that San Diego Anglers Foundation puts together, and nobody puts together events like those guys, especially when it's for the community, and just a great time.
It's really cool, Dwayne, to do that, and all the San Diego Anglers, family-oriented, and even Jim on the pier, you know, Jim.
No doubt, man.
Offering the pier. It's a private pier. It's not a public source of a pier, so it's cool that Jim allows all this to happen.
Yeah, it's just a really cool event. Again, next Sunday, July 31st at 7 a.m., just show up with the kids and have a great time.
I like it.
Yeah, no doubt. We were talking during the last break about all the great fishing going on, and we're gonna get to that. I'm just going to give it a little tease because we got our good buddy Captain Art Taylor on the line. But we're going to talk about rockfish on the fly, which I don't see how is possible. We're going to hear about that. But first, we're going to go to Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. Thanks for having me on. Just want to reiterate what great fishing is out there. That yellowtail on kelps is great quality, and that's really, really awesome to have access to that. Hope that holds up for a while. And
so
Mike
cool.
had a great trip on the last trip and the trip before that. And there's still that great signs of bluefin tuna out there and some more yellowfin showing up. So it's a great time to go.
Yeah, no, unbelievable. And, boy, the variety component of our season has really kicked in, and still bluefin in the mix, but the amount of biting fish of yellowtail and Dorado and the quality of everything, it sure looks like we're set up for the better half or second half or whatever you want to call it. Looks like we're in for a really good one, Art.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I mean, it is still July, and we're getting Dorado on kelp, so that's pretty encouraging you know, traditionally the water starts to warm up and continues to warm up through September, and So, you know, we usually think about Dorado in late August and September, and it's happening in July. And if you look at windy.com, you can see that there's more storms brewing down there in southern, southwestern Mexico there. So that warm water should keep pushing up. So we're really encouraged.
I love it. Well, certainly some good fishing going on. I know it's been a very busy season. Last time you were on, we talked about how busy the bookings are, but I know there's always still spots here or there and cancellations. What about opportunities to go on the searcher as we keep rolling on into the season?
Well, you can call and get on a waiting list. You know, there's from time to time we get cancellations. People are calling in, canceling from time to time. And so, yeah, get yourself on a wait list if there's a trip that meets your schedule. And you can call the office there and get on a wait list. And some good news about the future, the 2023 schedule is live on the website now, so you can book for next year online.
Oh, great. Excellent. Okay.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, it's certainly been it's been very busy, and with the, again, yet another fantastic year we have of great fishing, I'm sure it will be just the same. So very good call to get in early on fishing on board the searcher.
Absolutely, yeah. And you can call the office and talk to Celia or Aaron there at 619-226-2403 and get on a wait list for this year, or you can book directly online there for 2023.
Awesome. Art, great job. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for keeping us up to date, and we always appreciate it. Look forward to fishing on the searcher, and, yeah, good tip. If you want to get in on a weekend trip, man, call right now, because if this year showed us anything, the trips are going faster and faster, and this is how you get in. This is how you get in and get your spots on boats that are as popular as yours.
Thanks for the opportunity, Rick, Corey. Take care. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Art. Appreciate that very much. Okay. How on earth are we fishing rock cod?
I have to hear this.
On the fly.
Okay, I'm going to get there, but I have to before I forget.
Please, yeah. Please. No,
two things,
good.
That, are,
yeah,
two things that are important.
All
we're,
good.
We're talking about salt, and we just got confirmation today. On December 10th at Long Beach Casting Club, which is obviously in Long Beach, great clubhouse. They've got a casting pond there. We're bringing something back that Al Q, who's been on your show before, and we're partnering with him. It's called the Double Haul Ball.
Okay.
And it is about nothing but saltwater fishing.
All right.
Fly fishing. So it will be, we'll have panels and demonstrations and casting, but it's going to be everything from the beach to near shore to offshore to
very
everything.
Very cool. Okay.
So if you're into fly fishing and you want to see what it's all about, come down there. If you're into conventional fishing and you want to see what we're doing with the fly, come on down there. It's December 10th. It'll be an all-day event.
How cool.
Great.
And, you know, we used to do the fly fishing fair.
The big
Mammoth,
one, the
you
festival,
know,
yeah.
You know, and it just was, God, who wants to do those things again? Sorry. It was fun, but it's a lot. Anyway, we loved everything that we did in the Eastern Sierra.
Yeah.
The people that we met up there and worked with, John Erdy and Tawny Thompson. We brought something back that we tried. Last year was the first year. It's something called the Trout Rodeo, and it's either going to be February 4th or February 25th next year. It's a catch-and-release tournament on the Owens or Pleasant Valley Reservoir. We open up most of the areas that are open at that time of year. But it's open to fly and conventional, and we do separate classes with them. So, you know, there's separate categories, so they get separate awards when we do the thing on Saturday night. But it's just a fun way of mixing it up and doing something and bringing back to that community up there that supported us so much. And we did last year, or this year, first time we've ever done it, and we had 41 people there, and we were stoked. I mean,
oh,
it was
cool.
Fun, and everybody had a really, really good time.
So fly and conventional fly, being a spinning rod with a bubble and
yes,
fly.
Yes, or if they're fishing on the Owens, yeah, and they're fishing a single barbless, yes, that counts too.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's catch and release, and there's this great app out there called iAngler that you download, and you take a photograph of your fish next to a measuring device, and it comes into one of us. And we score it. So it's just scored.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
It's scored. The guy that won had caught 40, he caught 47 feet of trout. It was
47 feet.
Yeah. He was wow, fishing around one of the canals, and he was getting like a bunch of 10 or 12 inches. But
yeah,
he's a local. And he said, when I saw your tournament, Tom, we may be adjusting the rules a little bit.
He knew about to win
but
that thing.
But it was fun. I mean,
how cool.
It's not like it's a $5,000 prize.
Yeah,
it's
not about winning anything.
No.
It's about the camaraderie.
And we had a great great time.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Had a really good time. Okay, so Rockfish on the Fly.
You're killing me, yeah.
So I've chartered the boat, like I said, for many, many years. And John and Donnie both would say, because my charters usually run from May through October. By October, I'm like, okay, I'm done with it. And typically in October, we get a little storms that come through, and it shuts off the fishing. So, okay, we're done with the Bonita have left, Barracuda have left, White Sea Bass have left. All we're left with is the resident calicos that now they want something slow. They may eat a fly, you know, and the rockfish. And John said to me a number of times, you know, you ought to come up here in, like, October, November, December, in between the storms, or, you know, things lay down, and the weather's actually nicer up here until the closure at the end of the year.
Yeah, the fall, fall's super nice here.
And I'm like, yeah. Anyway, last year, I think my last trip was like November 3rd, and we were a little bit shy. I think we only had six people on the boat, and he said, you know, the weather's going to be really good. Let's go rock fishing. And I said,
like what?
Right, yeah. And I'm with the guy. Yeah. This is my regular trip, so they're conventional guys. They're fine, okay? I said, I'm going to bring the fly rod. I could always borrow a stick from one of the other guys if I want to do this. So we went out, and what I didn't know is that when he's fishing for rockfish, he's drifting for him. He's not anchoring.
Uh-huh.
Anchoring for us is tough because you have current. The boat, you know, faces into the current, and if it's a little bit of current, it's fine when we cast off. But it planes up the fly line because fly lines are thicker. They don't cut through the water.
Sure.
So if you got some current, it keeps them up. So people always go, well, how deep can you get it? Well, we might get 30, 40 feet depending on grain weight. But it's more of the physics of this surface thing that's not going to do it. Okay, well, now we're drifting.
But I can visualize this.
Totally.
You're drifting with no wind, but you're drifting with the current.
With the current.
Yes,
so
I get it.
Dump the rod over, dump the line over the side, and I'm watching the angle of the line, and it's going down. Okay? And the guys are all getting vermilions and olives.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, okay, they're getting them on.
These are the conventional guys.
Conventional guys. Uh-huh. Okay, fine. And all of a sudden it's like, thunk. Oh, I got one. And it's like largemouth. No, they don't run, but it's a good, solid.
Good head shaking.
Yeah, totally. Good thing. I ended up catching a limit of olives, and I released a limit of olives. And somebody said to me, oh, you weren't fishing that deep. I'm sure they were coming up. I said, we were releasing air bladders on these fish. And I'm saying to Donnie, how deep are we? And he's looking at the meter. He said, we're at 100 feet right now. And I'm thinking, okay, so I got down to 100 feet with 300 grains. So I scheduled another trip in December, and I put it out to all the fly rod guys, and I said, look, this is going to be a flyer, okay?
Yeah.
Try this again. I did really well. It's going to be the same tides, but the Channel Islands are prone to currents more than tides.
Okay.
That's the killer up there. You can have the best tide in the world, but you get the current coming down.
But a three-knot current.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's like, this ain't going to work. So it's like, okay, we're going to try. It's the same tide, but maybe, you know, who knows. So we went out again, and this time we had...
For the second time.
Second time. This time we had solid fly guys. Okay, so we're in 150 feet of water.
A little bit deeper.
Because he's metering fish. And we start dropping off 300 grain lights off the side of the boat. And we start banging fish one after another. And the guys that have never done that, I mean, they're accomplished fly anglers, but they had never done anything like this. And it's like, okay.
Totally unconventional for fly fishing.
Right. So it's like, we have something to do now in November and December.
Yeah, and adding fish to the list that you hadn't caught on the fly before.
Right. I could see, like, even a red crab pattern being incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the thing that we talk about, again, the conventional guys. My friend Rick does this. Sorry, Rick, if you're on the air.
Are you giving up the secrets or what?
No, Rick forgets his stuff sometimes. He's a really good angler, but he was on this as a fly trip, and he gets on the boat and he goes, I forgot my fly rod.
But he's got Michael Schweit next to him.
And I said, I've got that. He said, I've got my conventional stuff. He said, do you mind if I fish off the bow? I'll just stay up at the bow with the conventional stuff. I said, I don't care. You know, you're out here. You're paying the same as the rest of us. That you want to do, do it. So we're catching a bunch of olives. And at some point I go up there, hey, Rick, how you doing? And on the deck, he's got all these vermilion rockfish, like 5 to 6 to 7 pounds.
Beautiful.
And big reds.
And I'm like, where are you getting those? He goes, same place you guys are. It's like, show me what you're using. And he shows me, and it's a 1 ounce lead head with a really large plastic
swim bait. Yeah.
Tail on the whole thing, but I mean big. So I go in my fly box and I find the biggest fly that I have with me that day, and I tie this thing on, and I'm still using the 300 grain line and roll cast the thing out, and it gets down there, and I'm getting tap, 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 and all of a sudden it goes tap, thud. And it's like full bend in the 9 weight, 8 weight I think I was using, and it's like, and the deckhand goes, "You got one." Yeah, I've got a picture of me with this big vermilion, and it was like, oh my
god. Like a 5-pounder?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's way
cool. So you're talking 300 grain line, like a layman like myself, help me out. So 300 grain, is that like a 1 ounce?
Yes, it's just about an ounce. So if you do the math on how many grains are in an ounce, because it goes grains to grams. Anyway, there's converters. It's about an ounce.
So in the fly line, that is spread out over 100 feet?
Over 35 feet.
Over 35.
We're using the head, what we call the head, so it's the shooting head part of it. So
I'm trying to grasp how it all works.
So that sinks down. I run a different system. They use an integrated line where the weighted head is actually molded into the running line.
Okay.
So there's no hinging, there's no connection. It just goes all the way. So it's 100 feet long, like what you're talking about.
Yes.
And you put it on your fly reel. I'm old school, and I make my own heads, or I buy my own heads.
Yes.
And so I keep a spool in my my fishing bag of 200 to 600 grain lines, all 35
super
feet
heavy.
Long. Right. And they all have a loop on them. So I'm fishing another line behind that, my running line, instead of being integrated that it's connected up in a smooth connection.
Yes.
It's got a loop on it, and what I use is called Slick Shooter. And it's a monofilament base, but it doesn't have memory. So it doesn't stay on the fly reel and then come off in a big coil. Mm-hmm. It just lays it out. So I could throw that thing a mile because it's such a thin diameter. It's a chuck and duck kind of thing.
Yes.
But it works. But for the rockfish, you don't need to be casting because they're down there.
Right.
So you can just roll cast it away from the boat.
So how quickly can you change those lines out? Like, let's say you're going out to Channel Islands, you're going to fish maybe barracuda, then all of a sudden starting to rockfish.
Probably like less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And some guys will change reels or have another rod rigged up with different things, which on this trip that we're going out on Monday, I'll have 5 rods rigged up, and I'm going to have 300, 400, 500 grain lines with different flies on them. And I've got a floating line because if we get into a top bite, I'm going to be throwing the crease fly on the surface.
Just exactly the same as you would conventional.
Yes.
Not necessarily, the rod you fish with made on, maybe not the same rod you're going to fly line of sardines.
Exactly.
With. Yeah,
right.
And vice versa.
Right.
That's
right.
Cool. But hey, not a ton of time. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey. They're packed solid.
I know. They have been. Mike from Rosemead. Appreciate you joining us, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning. I was going to ask a question, but I think it's a little too long. But if you ever hooked a lingcod, I think you'd be in trouble because they do run and barrel down into the rocks. So I'll just leave it at that, okay? Thank you very much.
That's our kind of trouble. We like that.
I would live for that kind of trouble because we're fishing 20-pound leaders. And, if I hook into a rockcod, I can stop them. I
mean,
the fly reels that we have nowadays, because, again, there's that conception that they're not that strong. I could stop one of you guys from walking. I mean, the drags will button down on these.
It's not all just the palm of your hand
these days. No, not at all. So you can really do the number with these.
And what kind of rods and what kind of fly reels?
I preference the Sage. I happen to like it's my casting style, and I developed it. So developed with that, so I like that. But I've got Orvis. I have TFOs, Temple Fork Outfitters. They're all good. The quality of fly rods, it used to be that their reputation in fly fishing was, you got to go buy a $600 fly rod and you've got to buy a $600 fly reel. There's a lot of really good stuff. Snobie USA is a company that came out of the UK and they're here in the US now. They've got some really delightful rods. I think the entry on those things is around $150,
$200.
I got you. That's cool.
Reddington, which is a subsidiary or partners with Sage, is the same kind of thing with that cost. So it doesn't have to be that much.
That makes sense for sure. Hey,
we're
going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this $300 pair of sunglasses and a certificate for Costa Del Mar when we return on Let's Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Michael. Michael, oh, you flipped the coin. He's up as a caller.
We're ready. I'm
all right,
excited.
Michael, do us the honors. We'll find out. We've got.
Oh, it's a texter. Texter goes to Todd. Todd in San Diego. You win the $300 certificate. Woo-hoo! Costa Del Mar.
That was right. the carp question this morning. Yeah, so congratulations, Todd. You got $300 coming. Pretty cool.
And now you'll be able. And now you can see those carp.
This has been a great educational experience for me. I love it.
Corey, couldn't agree more. When Pete found out that the adverse weather was going to stop his connection coming in, I looked at Corey and I was like, well, we have a fly fishing expert that is going to be talking to two complete novices. I had so much fun.
Good.
I do every time you come on the show, Michael. You have such a great approach to fly fishing. It's not a sport of only a river runs through it. You know, you catch all kinds. Today we talked about carp and yellowtail and sea bass and trout and everything in between, and it's just another cool tool and another fun way to catch a fish. You've done such a great job always promoting
that. I have a question this whole thing, yes, and sir. Super fast. If somebody's listening and wants to join you on one of your charters, doesn't have the gear, any of the members maybe have an outfit to loan them on one of your trips?
First off, we have more rods than we know what to do with, but Snobie USA became a sponsor of us, and I learned this from the conventional years. You guys have those like the Berkeley trips that they bring out all the Berkeley gear, and then it's been used, so you can buy it on the boat for a discount. So we're doing that with Snobie.
Perfect.
We got a couple of 8-weights. Use it on the boat. If you like it, we're going to give you a discount.
So somebody listening that doesn't have the gear,
come on the boat.
Perfect. Yeah. So they can jump on with you. One more time, shoot us the email and phone number if somebody wanted to join you and go on one of your trips.
Email msangler@earthlink.net and phone number is area code 818-601-9702.
Michael, great job. Great representative of the Southwest Council of Fly Fishers International. Lots of good information there. Such a good time. That was awesome. We need a lot less hiatus of you coming back on the show. Come back and join us. It was a lot of fun. Hey, and we appreciate you listening. A great time. Corey, thanks so much for having my back. JP and Christian for keeping us on the air. And, of course, Adam for hooking us up with that Let's Talk Hookup app. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Another couple of great shows coming for you. Next Saturday, Maddie Q from AFCO. They've got a lot to talk about with their ICAST successes. And the next Sunday, Bob Hoos from Costa. A couple of great shows. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.